Hey, all right, guys, welcome to Sales Pitch, where I have news and we're talking about why grocery prices aren't going down. So, thank you for being here. Do me a favor, give me a thumbs up, hit that subscribe button if you want more of my information. Yeah, I'm a gamer. I talk about business news because I buy and sell property for a living. I do what's called a live and fix, where I buy a piece of property that's under value. And I live in it and fix it for a year. And then once that happens, I sell them. Good extra money. And I get to do what I like to do, travel a little. So, for the USDA, this is hefty news, guys. USDA predicts that 2023 grocery store prices are not only not done increasing, that they're going to increase another 6.6% over the year up to 2024. The increase of prices of nine food categories that's sticking people, sticking it to the man, I guess is what they're trying to say, including poultry, dairy products, fat oils, cereal products. Number one, cereal went up over 100%, guys. A box of cereal last year was, or a bag, a multi-meal, that's the cereal that I like, the big bags, were like $3. Now they're like 12. Some of them are 14. Prices of beef, pork, fresh fruit, blueberries. There you go. $12 for a little thing of blueberries. Okay. On the other hand, now this just this now this did not just come out, but will food prices go down? Actually, no. There is actually a food shortage right now. So we are not doing well with this, guys, and I'm not doing well with my glasses because something is on my on these glasses here. Hold on a second. There we go. So here's why the your grocery bill is up over, they say, almost 140%. So we're getting down on Yahoo Finance. The inflation. Inflation in 2023 is coming down a little bit, but it's not coming down on your grocery bill because of this right here. Compared to a panicked headlines, inflation seemed to be a runaway train, which it still is. It's starting to come down. The Federal Reserve was scrambling to stop it, and they are right now. But this has not brought food prices down. The optimism and relief of the consumer price index rose five to 8%. Now, Biden didn't come out and said it was 8%. That's not true, because I just went and bought some coffee at the store, which normally is for a big can is say like $8. Now that same coffee is now $15. So, is that 8%? Absolutely not. You know what that is? It's 40%, okay? So the lowest increase since 2021 and the ninth straight month of declining annual inflation growth. So as we have declining inflation, we still have price increase on a lot of domestic goods, and groceries actually is dipping up 0.3% overall every year, and it's actually up 1%, even though the inflation is coming down. A lot of this is due to well, we're gonna critical food prices. It's called critical food. In short, rapid inflation, global supply issues, unpredicted weather, damage to crops, disease, and this impacted chickens and all kinds of poultry and food and meat, especially eggs. We had egg gate with burning of the eggs, and I don't know what happened there, but it shot egg prices way up. I know they're down a little bit, but we're talking everything's up. People are not fixing their houses. They can't afford to fix their cars. So this isn't just why groceries are so expensive. This is why everything's so expensive. The average household can't afford to, is not being able to fix their car over a $500 repair bill. And the average household cannot afford to feed their family, which is was like say $200 a week last year, is now $700 a week for food for a family of four. So a lot more people are on that SNAP card, which is now downgrading $95 to so everybody else can eat, because more people are on the SNAP cards. So more Americans need more food. So now, as grocery prices are high. So we're getting into this, guys. Okay. Here's it goes. Skyrocketed and well out. Oh, my God. Hold on a minute. Something just glitched here. Let me get out of this big ad. I hate these damn pop-up ads, I tell you. Here's, now, this is a good indication that groceries aren't selling, because you got a stock full of groceries and nobody's shopping, okay? I'd go do a live video tomorrow and show you stores that where products are going bad because no one's buying them. So over the past few months, each time I've entered the supermarket, which is true, I found my jaw dropping as I still myself for an outlandish price of food. Okay, this is the story here. This is, just came out. How much will cereal be next week or this week? Or how much will eggs be next week? It is based on one banana that would cost me, one bundle of bananas cost me $10. Potentially, the next week I go, what will the bananas be this time? $20? Yeah, a bundle of bananas, guys, is outrageous. It could be $10. Grocery prices have put middle income back to the dark ages, okay? Now, what is going on? In the beginning of 2020, when COVID hit, we saw a toilet paper thing. People were buying toilet paper. And then supply chains were not able to get a lot of things. So you go to the grocery stores, they didn't have any food. So now that the production's back, production prices are way up, because the fact that all the stuff that we got to get out of China, like plastic bags, foam holders for all this food, plastic, shot up 700%. Shipping rate went up 400%. So we're at 1,100% for shipping and domestic items. Even the dollar stores are now the $1.25 stores. So that's all the bullshit coming out of China. Nobody wants to do it here in America. Nobody wants to get their hands dirty here and save money. If the jobs came back here, I'm talking about the jobs even to make coffee cups, instead of it saying made in China here, okay? Textiles, making napkins, paper napkins. That stuff used to be made here. Oh, now it's made in Vietnam. Vietnam's coming out with a car that's going to be sold here in the U.S. You can look it up. I forgot the name of it. Because Vietnam is now taking over China's jobs because it's cheaper there. But they were entering the car market before, and now they got a car that's going to be inexpensive to be drove over here, and they're already building it. A dealer is going to be picking it up to put it on display. So now grocery prices have skyrocketed. Now we have been in a false inflated market. They say this isn't false inflation. This inflation is due to the change of not just financial crisis, due to the COVID crisis. It put the whole world in a whole new era of financial divide. So unpredictable diseases, unpredictable climate, unpredictable prices. Everything today, 3 years later, headlines across the internet paints a confusing times, contrarily, a big picture of grocery prices. People are not eating, okay? They actually have to pick what bill and borrow money on their credit cards just to go eat. Now, will paying for groceries on your credit card feels starting to feel normal? Yeah, because people are living. Two couples are now, both of them. I'm even feeling the squeeze, and I sell houses for a living. People that make $50,000 a year are really feeling it. I mean, I do. Half your money of your bills go to a car payment. I don't have a house payment or paying down credit card debt, which I do have. I use my credit cards to fix these houses up. So then after they're done, I pay them down. But this house is being paid off. I went from 20 to 6,000 in less than a year. That's pretty good. But all that money went to one thing: inflation. The prices of everything I have to buy to redo these houses and the cost of living has went up exponentially, guys. It is crazy how I look for someone that pays attention to what how much I got to spend to make sure I get these houses done right as a business. Because I work for myself, so I buy a house and I got living expenses like everybody else, so I have to watch exactly how much I spend. I had to turn to I had to turn to an expert just to get my just a financial advisor to make sure what I do with this house this year doesn't affect me coming into 2024. So I actually hired an accountant to go over all my everything I need to do, make sure I have all my numbers right for the following year with the next house I'm going to buy. Because I wouldn't make it either in this economic upturn with groceries and high inflation, high prices. So in prices that just are way off the chain. Go to Home Depot. People are not fixing their stuff. They're letting it be broke. Oh, I'm sorry, I got a broken window from a baseball game in the backyard, but you know what? A window costs $100 for a piece of glass, so I'm not gonna go buy it because I don't got no money. Well, that's exactly what's happening. Oh, my toilet broke. Well, we got two bathrooms. Just go ahead and don't worry about fixing that one. All right, guys, go use the other bathroom. That's what's going on. So, inflation has pushed prices over the limit for the last year. And it started during COVID when supply chains went under supply and demand. Now, car manufacturers have got so much supply, they're purposely hiding cars just so you got to pay more for them. So, and now grocery chains are doing the same thing. Talk about Walmart, Kroger, Meijer, Target. They're all purposely not putting things on the shelf to make them inflated prices. It has nothing to do with the actual inflation. They're hiding these products from you to give them a higher price so you pay more for them. Like a 12 pack of Coke. It's now $15. That's pretty crazy. 12 pack of cola is almost $15 with tax, which used to be 7 or 6 or 7. That is over 50%. Over 50%. So not 8% Biden, you're wrong. Do not ever trust what our government numbers have because it's wrong. We all know it's wrong. So now what do we do? What do you do about the grocery trade publications saying we saw over cost increase of a rate at over 58% and the new growth of this year was 11.5% from last year, and now we're already spiking another 3.5% right now from last year's 11%. So it is coming down, but things are still always going up. Inflation's coming down, but prices are not coming down on groceries. That's what they're saying. The overall inflated grocery price have rose almost 6% since just this year. So, okay, grain, eggs were due to unpredictable events. That's what I was talking about. Eggs, grain, well, grain, a lot of it comes from Ukraine, believe it or not. I don't know how. They're pretty far away. And it says right here, the conflict in Ukraine drove up price of grain. So, like the bread I just bought, okay, usually it was like $2 for you get buy one, get one. Well, you don't see that anymore. Now you're saying buy one, we're going to charge you more for the second one. That's what they're doing. I'm just saying. Now, the drought across the U.S. didn't help. crops across the country suffered a lot, really bad. And also the fires, okay? Not doing well. So eggs became a poster child for inflated grocery prices in late 2022. The mass outbreak of the bird flu. Okay, so all right. So that's fine. Now, CMO of egg distributors also have averaged approximately 5.5 eggs laid per week. But during the flu, they're out of 27 to 28 million dozens per week. So that inflated the egg prices. And they are just now starting to recover from that. So now what? What are you going to do? What? Put some cows below, guys. What are you going to do about how to pay for your groceries? Are you on the SNAP card? I don't know. What are you doing? How are you guys paying for groceries on your credit cards? I'm not doing that. I'm fine, actually. I'm only one person. I don't have a whole family to feed. But the reality is, your wages says right here. This is it. Wages are not keeping up with the pace of inflation, and it might be responsible for a higher price of consumers in retail costs of items rising higher than an employee's wage. So we're like, it's true. The average person right now is minus bank account of basically, they're not living paycheck to paycheck. They like have a negative balance by the end of the month because of the grocery, because of car insurance went up. If you needed a new car, the rates went up, house rates went up, everything went up. And your paycheck has not gone up with inflation, cost of insurance, taxes went up way up. I mean, crazy way up, guys. So what is the watchdogs doing about all this? Nothing. The government's doing nothing to stop your state from raising your land tax on your house because mine went up $500. That's why I got a lot of the area that I got out of because it was out in the country and, well, it was going to go up $700. And a lot of cities like Atlanta, New York, L.A., you know, those cities like that, prices, land taxes just way going up. Insurance on your property taxes, insurance on your property is going up. Insurance on your car, mine went from $98 to $140, and then I complained and said, hey, I'm going to go somewhere else and get a better deal if you can't bring this down. Been with you for 30 years. And you're telling me I got to pay this kind of money for full coverage on my car. No. So they did bring it down to $116. I was paying one. They wanted $140 for this new car. So I was like, you know what? I'll give the keys back. I'm not going to pay that kind of money for car insurance. And basic car insurance for new driver, you might as well just go ahead and don't even have your parents buy you a car. It's bad. It's really bad right now for teen drivers. It's really bad. Pepsi, okay, here it is right here. I was talking to you about Pepsi-Cola Frito-Lay increased profits 20% during this last quarter. That's because an average case of Coca-Cola or Pepsi-Cola went up $8. Eight went up from $6.99 to $12.99, over $6 a case. It says right here, the increase of $6.28 was reported for Pepsi and Frito-Lay increased profits over 20% for this quarter. They're purposely keeping the prices high on soda. Can't win. These companies are basically screwing me and you and the consumer over. All right, guys, that's it for me today. Have a great day. Sales pitch out. All right, you're getting the news from me because I'm not playing no games with these idiots no more. We need to go up to Capitol with our signs saying, you guys figure out how to make these prices go down or just bring all the jobs back. Make everything here. All the food, I don't care, all the tires, all the computers, all the shoes, All the dollar items, just start making them back here, okay? Forget going to China anymore, Vietnam, and all these other places where stuff is being made except here. We need jobs back here. We need to bring back the home goods. All right, guys, thank you very much.